The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 80 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. My name's Carly Seifert. I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy to have you here with me today. This episode is brought to you by my Busy Kids Do Music History course, which is my comprehensive music appreciation course designed especially for homeschooling families. You can learn more about that course at busykidsdopiano.com/musichistory, and I will pop the link to the course in the show notes as well. Today we're continuing our four-part series of the four major periods of Western classical music. We have learned about the Baroque and the Classical period in our last two episodes, which I'll link to in the show notes in case you haven't had a chance to listen to those episodes. And today we're going to be learning all about the period of music that lasted from 1830 to 1900, the Romantic period. Towards the end of the Classical period, the famous composer Ludwig von Beethoven began to usher in the Romantic period of music by building on the strict rules and order of classical music when he composed his own sonatas and symphonies. Another new way in which he approached music that became part of Romanticism was Beethoven wrote music that referred to other aspects of life. For example, the symphony you're listening to now, Symphony No. 6, is about countryside scenes that inspired Beethoven. Romantic era music has intensity and passion. Music became more expressive and dramatic. Works of music were inspired by literature and art. Music began to tell stories. The piano became more popular than ever, and with the rise of the middle class, more people were able to have pianos in their homes. While orchestras in previous musical periods focused on their sections of string instruments, orchestras now featured more of their brass, woodwinds, or percussion instruments in the Romantic period. Many composers also began to compose music as a way to proclaim their national pride. Artists incorporated folk music into their works to celebrate and honor their homelands. Romantic composers were often more than just composers. They were also likely to be performers and/or orchestra conductors as well. They were considered musical virtuosos because they were highly skilled as performers. Franz Liszt, who you're listening to now, and Johannes Brahms are examples of the Romantic virtuoso, and I will link to previous episodes of the podcast where we've learned more about both of these men. As you listen to this piece of music, another thing you'll notice is that the speed of the piece, the tempo of the piece, we call it, it isn't the same throughout the entire piece. The tempo of classical music would often be the same throughout an entire piece of music, maybe with a little bit of a slowing down at the end. Composers in the Romantic period used something in their work called rubato. which simply meant that they would adjust the tempo throughout the piece based on the emotions of the music. So some parts of the music you will notice are slower and stretched out. Other parts might have a faster tempo. Composers and performers have more freedom to interpret a song in their own individual way. We've learned about many Romantic era composers on this podcast, such as Chopin and Brahms and Tchaikovsky, and I will pop all the links to those episodes in the show notes, which you can find at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/80. I've also put together a playlist on YouTube for you that features some of the music from today's episode, as well as other music from the Romantic era of music, so that you can get a really good feel for what the music sounds like from this time. And again, you'll find all that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/80. Thanks so much for joining me today to learn about the Romantic era of music. We'll finish up this series by learning about our fourth and final period of music in the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music, which airs in 2 weeks. I hope you'll join me then. Bye for now.